Good morning, everybody. We've got a lower trade in the grain markets here early on Monday morning. It is 6:30 a.m. Central Time. March corn futures down 3.5 cents at 580.5. January soybeans down 5 at 1262.25. March Chicago wheat down 3.25 at $8.5. March Kansas City wheat is down 3 at 821.25. March spring wheat down 3.75 at 1017. If you guys are listening on the podcast, appreciate it. Leave me a rating or review on that Apple app in particular. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, help me to grow this channel. My goal is to get to 5,000 subscribers. We're up over 3,200. So give me some help there. Appreciate it. If you need some additional assistance from me, go to my website, standardgrain.com. Click on Grain Marketing Plan in the upper right-hand corner. I've got a really nice subscription service I offer for $49.99 a month. You should check it out. It includes my morning email, all of my grain marketing recommendations, subscriber-only videos and content where I really break down a lot of issues from grain marketing to weather, all sorts of different stuff. This is a monthly deal. You can cancel it at absolutely any time. No other fee, no other obligation. Won't try to sell you anything else. Check it out. More news regarding this new COVID variant over the weekend. And it doesn't appear to me as if this is like a really severe deal. The World Health Organization said, I believe on Friday, and maybe this has changed since, they said that there have been no reports of death as a result of this new variant. The variant, however, has been detected in 38 countries, and that only took, 10 days? There was a scientist from the World Health Organization said this: how worried should we be? We need to be prepared and cautious, not panic, because we're in a different situation relative to a year ago. Patients in South Africa have reportedly seen mild symptoms in general. Dr. Fauci said over the weekend that travel bans are being constantly reevaluated. Concerns regarding lockdowns and restrictions, I think in Europe, are of particular concern. It seems like that's where your big problem is when it comes to these lockdowns. I don't think we're going back to that sort of stuff here in the United States. But this whole issue regarding COVID and now this new variant remains a concern. And I think it was a catalyst for a correction in a lot of different markets, whether it be stocks or energies, whatever. Russian wheat prices fell marginally last week. They had increased Russian wheat export prices for 6 consecutive weeks prior to last week. The export price for 12.5% protein wheat fell down to $3.37 per ton from $3.40 the prior week. That's not a big deal. This is a bigger deal. Russia is reportedly considering this export quota, and this is something that had been discussed among traders for a couple of weeks, or maybe more than that, that Russia would put some sort of additional export restriction or quota into place. This number that they're considering from February 15th through June 30th of 9 million metric tons, that is considered to be non-restrictive. That's what SovEcon said about it. They said it's a relatively non-restrictive level. It's kind of in line with what they would export normally without a quota. So this is not a big deal, but this is also just a rumor. So that number, that 9 million metric tons from February 15th through June 30th, that's a trade chatter at this point. It's not anything that's been confirmed, I don't believe. That could change. This is a big deal, of course, guys, because Russia is the world's largest wheat exporter. They have been for a long time. So any sort of restriction out of Russia is a big deal. More rain is headed for Brazil. Brazil's in really good shape, and most of your government entities, whether it be USDA or CONAB, your private groups, they're all projecting record corn crops, record soybean crops out of Brazil. And they do have some problem areas. I couldn't pull up my Brazil weather map this morning, but some areas of southern Brazil, which is a key area for the first corn crop and also for the soybean crop, maybe to a lesser extent, they've been dry in those areas. But most other areas of Brazil have been much wetter. Moisture deficits have disappeared. They've had a pretty good start to the growing season. USDA did report another soybean flash sale on Friday. Not a big one, 122,000 metric tons. That's about 4.5 million bushels to an unknown destination that could have been China. Still rumors circulating regarding larger Chinese purchases of U.S. soybeans, although total export sales, as I've discussed, are down, 29% versus last year. If China's going to come in and buy more beans and do it aggressively, they need to do it soon. The U.S. export window, you know, typically closes by mid-February once that Brazilian crop comes online. And as it stands right now, we're not going to have a major Brazilian weather issue, although I suppose that could change. Fund traders maintain a heavy net long in the corn market. Traders estimated that funds were net long 313,000 contracts of corn at Friday's close. That's a pretty big position, historically speaking. Now, funds are long the soybean market and also the SRW wheat market, but to a much lesser extent. I think the number at Friday's close was 52,000 in beans and 12,000 in SRW wheat. Those are just modest net long positions. So still the big length in regard to fund traders is in the corn market. We do have a USDA report this week. This is the monthly crop production and WASDE report. It will be out on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Central. In general, we're not expecting any major changes. You could see some bullish demand stuff on the U.S. corn balance sheet. Some people think that the export number may need to come up. Some people think that the ethanol number may need to come up. In regard to soybeans, you may see the opposite. A lot of people, myself included, think that export number for soybeans needs to come down because of the poor pace of sales and shipments. You could also make the argument that the crush number needs to come up and maybe it offsets some of those losses. We may see a slightly bearish wheat number. Exports could come down there. U.S. stock market has corrected lower. This is just one of many markets that's seen a correction. But from the peak, which occurred on November 22nd to last week's trough, I think it was like a 5.3% drawdown. So that's pretty significant. We saw a 6% drawdown from early September through early October. So this kind of stuff is not totally unprecedented by any means. Does this turn into a bigger correction? I'm really not sure. But you've seen a setback, certainly is what I'd call it. And you've seen bigger setbacks in you know, like the energies, crude oil, natural gas saw a massive setback last week. I think it was down more than 20% or 25% just on the week. So you have seen corrections in a lot of markets here these last couple of weeks. The cattle market was kind of mixed. I think we were mixed to higher on Friday, but the cash trade was much better last week, 140 to 142 on Friday, which was pretty much in line with what we saw earlier last week. So that was a good trade. The box beef market was a little bit higher on Friday. In the outside markets, the U.S. dollar is just marginally higher. The S&P is up 12. Dow Jones up 220, so a little recovery there. Bonds down almost a full handle. Crude oil is now up $2.20 at $68.46 in the January WTI. Everybody have a great day today. I'll talk to you guys same time tomorrow.